So very recently I went to the store, and there was an alien life form there, and he was sort of this cool little guy. I don't know why I'm even saying he, because that doesn't really make sense, because this alien, I'll tell you, it had the best pussy I've ever seen or used. This alien's pussy was amazing. It was better than dog pussy. This alien pussy. I went up to my balls, in this alien, and I creamed it. And now I've got a half alien, half kid on the way. So, hit me with the congrats in the comments. But while I was at the store, I bought a big mallet so I could do clown pranks, in parking garages, and I could, pretend to, smash somebody's head in, because I thought it'd be a funny, prank, to have strangers see me smash somebody's head in. I thought that would be a funny thing, so yeah, I bought that, and now I'm doing epic clown pranks, and I'm also doing clown porn, where I smash, where I get my penis and balls smashed. It's cock and ball torture clown porn, where I get a girl clown, and she wears the nose, and I'm just sort of a regular guy, but she smashes my balls, and so we do a porn, evil clown pranks, but then we're doing evil clown porn parodies, first we go to a parking garage, we smash a head in, and then, I get a girl clown to smash my balls in until it turns into a pussy, and then after that, it doesn't stop there, because after that I've got a pussy, and then I can do online. I'm a cam girl now, and I'm rubbing my pussy until it squirts, and I'm doing squirt fests. I'm doing squirt fest. Getting some of that water in me. I've been having anxiety attacks because we were doing the clown videos, the clown evil clown pranks. Somebody threatened to leak my nudes, and so I had to get the jump on them. And so that's why I'm doing clown porn parodies, and I'm doing I'm a cam girl now, and yeah, I sort of flick my bean for cash, and I get one of the, I've got one of those vibrators that vibrates when people send me coins. They send me jizz penis, on a vagina, do cum coin is what the coin is called. Jizz penis do a cum on a vagina coin is what the coin is called. And I highly recommend that you invest all your money into it, because it's going to be the next Bitcoin. I've been in contact with Jeff Bezos. He said two things to me. He said, I got a big bald head, and he said, I love jizz penis on a vagina do cum coin, is what he said to me. And I said, this is so crazy. You are Jeff Bezos, is what I said to him. And then I asked him, have you ever done a rape? And he said, no.
And I said, okay. Sort of, because that's the baseline. When I first meet somebody, I always want to make sure that they're a good person first. I don't want to have to defend somebody years later. So the first thing I ask is, I go, do you rape people? And if they say no, I go, all right, best friends activated. And if they say, if they say no, best friends activated. If they say yes, I ask how. If they did it in a way that I can somehow twist and justify in my head that it wasn't rape, then best friends activated. And if they did it in a way that I don't like, best friends activated. I don't know. But I do know. I know all sorts of things. I know about, if you ever want to know about being Chinese, ask me, because I'm Chinese. I'm actually big China guy. Yeah, I'm sort of this cool China guy that you can sort of hang out with. I eat noodles and I do math. Those are sort of my area of expertise. That is the tough thing about stereotypes is a lot of the times they are just true. Not all the time. Not every stereotype is true, but often. super often. Stereotypes are incorrect just enough that people are valid to be upset about them. But they also do happen to be true about 98% of the time. So it's sort of a tough battle there. That we need to societally, come to gorilla grips with. How about Harambe? Why don't we bring back, him? Why don't we put cybernetics and robotics into him? Or even just, what did they do with his remains? If they didn't cremate him, if they just buried him, we need to dig him back up and put cybernetics at least into his cock so that he can shoot a bunch of robot gorilla Harambe jizz puppet babies into even just a human woman's fine, and then we can have Harambe part 2, because what they did to him, Huckpatoo, it was sickening. When I heard what they did to my boy Harambe, I got sick to my stomach, and I got so sick to my stomach I had to whack off, and then I realized, oh, I was just horny. But it did upset me also, on a side note. So we need to bring back Harambe's penis at least and stick it into a woman or a gorilla or an actual gorilla, whichever one. I don't have really any dog in this race, as long as we can get something of sort, even kind of equivalent value, I'll be happy. If they cremated him, they need to build a sculpture out of him, they'll have to add a bunch of other shit because there's going to be mass that burned up. So they can build a big rubber sculpture or something, and then get somebody to, fucking ride that, like a woman or a Chinese guy, or a Mexican guy, or a Filipino non-binary person, or a Filipino dog catcher or something. I don't know. Whichever one we want to do, I will stand by it. And if anyone tries to stop it from happening, I'll shoot them in the head. I'll stand on the like if we can do it at Area 51, we'll try to recreate him on Area 51. And if anyone tries to stop us from doing it, I'll be one of the snipers, and I'll just shoot them, and I'll do like that scene in Expendables where that guy gets shot and he gets just cut in half kind of thing. That's what I'll do to anyone who tries to stop it. I dare you to try to stop the Harambe rubber suit Mexican guy getting fucked to recreate what we lost. So yeah, bring back Harambe. That was we need to bring him back. We need to bring him back. He did so much good for the world. Like, stand in that enclosure and drag that kid through water by his ankle. He did so much good in this world. He was his pure soul. And listen, if no Mexican guys want to get fucked by the Harambe robot rubber he's turning people into cum dumpsters, this robot gorilla. If no one wants to step up, if no Mexican guys want to step up, I will happily take the ass cream ass pies. So that we can bring back and bear his child, so that we can bring back what was lost. It was a downright tragedy, so I'll take a couple gorilla ass pies in his honor. Or you know what? I have a pussy now because of the clown porn, so we can put it in an actual womb, and I can carry him in that. That'll be good. We'll do that. That sounds really hot and sexy also. So I'll get to jack off to that, sort of reality, but then also we get a new Harambe baby. And Mexican guys can, live to fight another day, I guess, because I'll be taking one for the team. I'll be taking one for my Mexican people. Because I'll be getting ass fucked and pied by a big robot gorilla. Don't ever say I'm not an ally. Don't ever say I'm not an ally. What else is new? I got into a huge car accident. This is actually a new recreation of the car that I used to have, but it's run by it's not run by an engine like any other car would be. It's actually run by two gay guys fucking underneath my hood. And what's cool about this sort of setup is that the two gay guys is like, when I don't need to drive my car, they don't need to be under my hood fucking and generating steam so that my car can sort of run like a gay train. Yeah, my car runs like a gay train, basically. And because it's operated by steam. And when I don't need to use my car, the gay guys, they run off and they go do epic gay activities that they want to do. But what's cool about this car that I was talking to the dealer, or the guy who was selling me the car, and he was saying how if they get AIDS, it's actually like more gasoline. So that's like a cool little feature that they can do. And, you know, I'm trying to get them hooked on heroin, so that like, they're and like I'm trying to like hide their needles and do stuff like that, so that I can get you know
an extra, the extra, bang for my buck kind of thing. So I don't need to scurry around trying to find gasoline, like I'm in Mad Max. I can just enjoy, my little fun activities, drive my car, drive my gay guy train, steam operated train sort of car. The jizz is windshield washer fluid. When they're done, when they're about to come, they go, oh, right into the windshield washer. They go, oh, fuck! They fucking blow hot fucking jizzy fucking like sperms into my fucking windshield, and I fucking it fucking shoots all over my windshield, and I splash it off onto a homeless guy on the fucking side of the road. That actually brings me to, so that's my cool, like gay guy car that I have. It's really sweet. I highly recommend getting one of these. It's incredibly, fuel efficient as it is, because gay guys, when they have sex, create an inordinate amount of steam. Because it's two guys. It's not like a woman, she's dainty and she's gonna sweat, but it's not gonna be so much. But two, guys, like, going to town on each other, there's gonna be a lot more steam. It's a very fuel efficient car, and it's that much more if you, give them AIDS. So, and I've even been trying to get AIDS on my own. Like, that's sort of one of my missions when I'm driving my car. It's like my whole world is sort of this, my whole world, I've become like a total car guy. In that, like, I'm just like obsessed with my car. I'm always trying to like make my car more fuel efficient, more like a fucking sweet car. And I'm just like getting into the car culture, and I'm going to like car meets, and I'm trying to fuck all the guys who have cars, so that, cause we all got AIDS, and except me. And so I'm trying to get fucked by, all the guys who have cars to get AIDS. It's like, oh, you got a Camaro? Oh, I know what kind of guy you are. Please fuck my ass and give me a big cream pie, hopefully AIDS, so that I can go fuck the guys underneath my hood and give them AIDS, and then my car can be fuel efficient. So that's my gay, this is my gay car. It's a pretty awesome, deal. By all accounts, it's a fucking sweet deal. I highly recommend getting one of these gay guy AIDS cars. It's gonna change your life. You think a Camaro is sweet? It might be, but listen, hey, how about this? A car where you don't need to buy that much gas. How about it? Well, and that's the thing, is like, I didn't really explain why the AIDS make, but the AIDS, you get sick more, and so you sweat like a ton, right? And so that generates even more steam. So that sort of just unlocked my car. So I want to always, I'm always trying to like, give them, like cool diseases, that they can sweat more with. So I'm, you know, if I get the flu, I'll pop the hood, and I'll cough in their mouths and that sort of thing. You know, they get fed I have like a tube that, it's for beverages, but I put Cosmopolitans in there, 'cause that's the only thing they'll drink. And I put, for meals, I just put a charcuterie board under there. I pop the hood and I give them a little charcuterie board, and they go, this is awesome. And I say, all right, you bet, eat up and then get to fucking, I gotta get to work. Yeah, if I'm sick, instead of the Cosmopolitans, I'll just throw up into the tube. That's something that you can do. It's just an amazing car. It just, like, it works so,
like right and like I just keep discovering new features. It's just amazing. It's an amazing car. The horn. The horn works by it's a dildo, and it just stands right behind the gay guy's ass. The guy who's on the back. He's a top, so he's not used to getting stuff put up there. And so the horn, when I hit it, it shoves the dildo up his ass, and he screams. And so that's my horn. It's sort of this weird. It's sort of this horrific. Like, I don't know. It's sort of like a, it's sort of Lynchian, it's sort of like a naked lunch type car. It's sort of like a, if my car was written by William S. Burroughs, is sort of what my car is like. It's a cool little V. That's like a, when I say V, it's like a cool term for vehicle. It's like a short, it's like, oh, that's my V. I hit them with the V, and they go, oh, what's you saying? But all the cool kids know. They go, oh, he means his car. So I'm kind of that cool. I'm the cool kid on the block. Not AIDS positive yet, but I'm working on it. Gotta get this car up and running, dude. I gotta get this car working at top notch. We gotta get this car fucking schmoving, dog. Anyway, what else is swag? Oh yeah, I'm working on a new initiative for like homeless guys. It's called the Beat Off a Homeless Guy Initiative, where you go up to a homeless guy, you know, somebody who's down and out, not really, is down and out the right word? He's down on his luck. He's not, his shit's not going good. And you go and you pull his pants down and you start blowing him or jack him off. You can do either one. You have to do it non-consensually, because that's how you know that you earned it. And I know what you're thinking. How is this going to help our homeless? What are you talking about, Aaron? This sounds downright evil. But listen, if we do this, I believe that they will be de-stressed by the time they've come, okay? And then they are able to go move on and do great things. They go on one of those YouTube channels where they shave their beard, or they shave the homeless guy's beard, and then they go to one of those places that they give the guy a suit. They give a homeless guy a suit, like one of those suit places where they give a homeless guy a suit so he can go to a job interview, bring back the suit, and that sort of thing. They go do this. They're wearing a suit. They got a nice trim. They're all trimmed up, and then, and then they go for a job interview at McDonald's. And I know what you're thinking, McDonald's. Come on, Aaron. What are you talking about? McDonald's, that's not a good job for a homeless guy. You were saying that he was going to go on and do great things. That's the start. Because he gets the job at McDonald's and he goes, okay, now I see how bad it can get. When I was on the street and I was getting kicked out of every place for smelling like shit, because I shit my pants and pissed all over them and threw up all over my my belly, because I've been drinking all a bunch, that was good. I liked that, but now I'm seeing I can get paid minimum wage, and minimum wage isn't that cool. So you give them expectations, you give them standards for potentially how good it can get, and you get them into the ring, essentially, where they go, oh, I'm getting paid, but the pay is shit. And then they start working on things. They start working on a rap album. They start working on, they start doing things for the community. They start giving back. Suddenly they're working in a Meals on Wheels truck. They're working in soup kitchens. And I know what you're thinking now. I know you're thinking, who the fuck are they giving soup to? Who the fuck are they giving meals to? On wheels, nonetheless. Who are they driving to give a damn super or a super sandwich or egg salad to? Who are they doing this to? It's all the people that we haven't jacked off yet, non-consensually. You gotta jack them off non-consensually so that you know that that they feel like they earned, like you earned it, like you really worked for it. If you can make somebody come like that with, by, you know, get their pants off and all that, you know that guy put in the work to get him over the edge, you know. So, you know, if he wanted the hand job, it's like, you know, well, you know, maybe he's just getting lazy, sort of thing. But if he doesn't, you know, oh, that person put the time in to, you know, get his pants down, jack him off into their own mouth. You know, that person really made a sacrifice for that person, really put the time in to, you know, seduce them. Because it starts out non-consensual, and then they go, okay, well, you know, I'll give myself over to you because you clearly want my cock in your mouth, sort of thing. I'm not saying go rape homeless people, because that would be like that'd be bad, and I'm not talking about because we still need them. That's gonna leave them downtrodden. But if you a hand job or a blow job, it's like, you know, it's a gray area, so you can kind of work the angle, you know. You go to court and you go, oh, you know, if you have to go to court, you have to go to jail or something like that. It's kind of like, well, you know, the judge is gonna probably favor you, because he's gonna go, well, you worked him over to your side, you know. You know, a full like rape, like if you put it in their ass, then it's like okay, well, this was a rape. But if you just jack them off, then it's like it's still wrong. Like, it's still not like a good thing to do, but it's also you're doing it for the sake of you know, the homeless people. But anyway, but that, so you jack them off non-consensually or blow them non-consensually, and then, a year goes by, they've put in some community service, they've started a job, the job is amazing, or the job's shitty, but then they start working, and then next thing you know, they've bought out all the banks. They've bought out every single bank. And every bank in the world is just one bank now. It's one chain of banks because of them. Isn't that nice? Isn't that kind of beautiful? All because you had the courage to commit a sexual crime. Isn't that beautiful? Imagine a world where normal, everyday people are brave enough to commit a sexual crime on a homeless person, and it changes their world. Because most people go, oh, I don't know what he might have. What if he has AIDS? What if he has herpes? I don't have a car where that's going to help anything. I just have a regular gasoline-powered car. I don't have any gay guys under my hood, so... but if you take a leap of faith, you say, see, I'm not afraid to be around you. I'm not afraid to have you in my car. I'm not afraid to jack you off. Then it's like this beautiful, you know, thing. We have some symbiosis. We're working together to make the world a better place. And then if you are ever downtrodden, if you are ever in a rough spot, who's there to pick you up? It's the homeless guy you jacked off non-consensually. He said, you saw purpose in me and my penis when no one else did. You saw beauty in my penis when I didn't even see it. And now, we can be business partners. And he asks you to help him run the new worldwide bank. And the whole world is under one currency. The whole world is under one currency, and also, we all speak the same language now. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that beautiful? We undid we you consensually jacked off or non-consensually jacked off a homeless guy, and now we are undoing what the Lord did when the whole world tried to get together and build a ladder to heaven. And where God had to say, "Hey, listen up, man. You better not be doing that crap, because now you can't talk to each other." So we're undoing that sort of curse. And I think that's beautiful. What else is cooking? I was in Walmart the other day, and one of those robots that cleans the floor drove over. It drove over a dog. It was actually not a dog. It was a cat dog. Where it's the front halves of both animals. And I said, "Oh my God, oh my God, this is terrible. What am I gonna watch on Saturdays now?" I said. "Shh, crap," I said. "Damn it, fuck, fuck," I said. Anyways, I think that's all I got. Have a good week, everybody. Love ya.